This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist's decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
John Statler here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America.
Welcome to the National Hour. Bob Tufts going in for John Statler today, and riding shotgun with me is Steve Starrs. We're taking your phone calls at 800-313-9443. And Steve, it looks like my prediction last night is just about spot on. Now, the false flag has not happened yet that I predicted, but it's still too soon to tell. I said that we'd see something probably about a year or so from now. And the bottom line is, Steve, it looks like they are doing exactly what I predicted and seeming to give in to the American public's worry about the war, and they're going about it in a way in which is going to appease us. Well, that's not the whole story, but that's at least how they're presenting it, right?
Well, it sure seems that way. I don't know. It seems like Obama's speech is being rewritten by the minute. And so, you know, of course, he only has to read from a teleprompter anyway. So who knows what his handlers will eventually write here for tonight. It's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, 7 Mountain, and I guess 6 o'clock Pacific if you want to watch it. We're going to tear into it a little bit. We're not going to get to it tonight, I guess, but well, we might later on. But we'll, you know, Wednesday, I think, after all the spin doctors have done their damage, we'll look at this. I think one of the questions you have to look at here, though, Bob, is that, you know, the military hardware is in the pipeline, as Barry Goldwater used to say about Vietnam, which meant that the election in 1964 wasn't going to make any difference. They're there, and they're posturing, and they're bigger than most everybody would like to see at this moment. So whether something might spark a conflict out of this, I think the U.S. is being led into a trap here, and I'll tell you the reason why. First of all, okay, we know that Assad did not use these chemical weapons. I think it's virtually confirmed now with everybody who's paying any attention and are not just listening to that poisonous teat, the boob tube, about where these weapons came from. They were from the rebels. And rebels is a sugar-coated word because, as Brian Tuberville pointed out on your show, Bob, they are not rebels. They're not from Syria. They are hired death squads is what they are. And so we know that they were the ones who used these weapons and tried to create a false flag. It's been identified by most everybody that has any common sense, and most of the people around the world, including Putin and the others, and Assad, they're very well aware of this. But why the U.S. media continues to perpetrate this idea is really beyond comprehension in my thinking. But anyhow, the first problem there is that they're going to remove these weapons, which seems like a concession on the part of Syria. But that takes the weapons out of the picture, doesn't it? It means that they're going to have to use conventional forces. And these rebels, if you like the word rebels, or death squads, are losing the fight with conventional forces. That also means any conventional forces that the United States interjects into this could be met by counter-conventional forces, which could be equal, appropriate, or better than what the U.S. is using. So in reality here, the U.S. is losing this fight, and it's not going to play out, because now the Syrians could also say, okay, now it's time for you to disarm your death squads or your rebels. Get them out of here. Take the missiles, or we're going to have to use the missiles and everything like that you've provided for them, and get them out of the arena here in order to destabilize the situation. Well, what is Obama going to do then? I mean, the real problem here is that Russia is just biding its time. And, of course, Putin has been very honest when he called Kerry a pathetic liar, which is what he was. Kerry was lying again today, saying that nobody knew that Syria had these weapons. Everybody knew they had these weapons. These weapons were imported from Iraq that were provided by us to Saddam Hussein, who killed Turks and Kurds and Iranians with them. So these weapons have been around for a long time. Everybody knew they had them. And so moving them up to Russia is no big deal. But anyhow, my point simply is that I think the U.S. is getting into a very dangerous situation by taking this up a step. If they don't back down quickly, they're going to end up in some real, real serious trouble, I think. Anyhow, my thoughts about that so far. I ramble, I guess.
I think you're right, Steve. And remember, just last night, I predicted this, did I not?
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. Well,
fine. It's not because I'm a fortune teller, right?
No, you're not a fortune teller, Bob. You know, I have never had you read my palm in all the time I've known you.
All right. Well, there you go. It's our brilliant analysis on the geopolitical situation. We're taking phone calls at 800-313-9443 if you would like to jump on board with myself and Steve Starrs. 800-313-9443, and we'll talk with Art. Hello, Art.
Hey, Bob. How's it going, man?
All right.
And to you too as well, sir. First of all, Bob, before I get into this, let me just a little word of advice. Don't ever bow down to the likes. I mean, I'm not trying to attack your buddy or anything like that. I understand you guys are friends. You've been friends for a while. But don't bow down to Johnny, because when it all comes down to it, I'm no big fan of yours either. But at least I will tune in and listen to your broadcast. There is a big difference. Okay?
Yeah, and by the way, Art, for the record, I'm not a big fan of your show either.
Who are we talking to? Art, do you have a show? Do you have a show too, Art?
well, I did for a while, but not anymore.
That might be the reason why. All right. So, yeah, so what's your take on Syria here, Art? Do you think that we were right on with our analysis?
Well, actually, yeah, I think you do. I think you are. But, you know, three things that really stood out to me as I was listening to the testimony today by Kerry and his two alter egos there. And there were three main things that really stood out to me during the entire thing. The first one was... Kerry reiterated again today, under no certain terms would there be American boots on the ground. Now listen to the words here. No American boots. That doesn't mean no American paid for or American funded boots, because in order to launch these missiles from these ships out in the Mediterranean, well, they have to have somebody there locating the target and relaying the coordinates for them. So there will be boots on the ground. The question
is... There already are boots on the ground, aren't I? We read a report couple weeks ago now about the British Special Forces. Right when they said that the British Parliament was not going to support this war, well, it turns out they had Special Forces on the ground getting ready so that the Americans and Israelis could have the proper coordinates to use their Tomahawk missiles. So it's already taking place.
Yeah, we knew there were already boots on the ground. I mean, hell, they've been amassing troops on the Turkey side of the border for quite some time here. The second thing that jumped out at me was, I believe his name is Westorp or something like that. He's the Republican from the 4th District of Mississippi. Westorp or something like that. I can't pronounce it. I have a speech impediment. But he was like, you know, he really didn't ask any questions of Kerry. He just basically come out and he said, look, he said, I've weighed the evidence, what there is of evidence. He said, I've listened to both sides of the argument. He said, but more importantly than any of that, he said, I've been listening to my people back home. He said, and he put a thing on his website that it was a poll or a thread or whatever it was. He said, I think it was something like 97% of the people in his district, and this includes a lot of military personnel, are all saying absolutely, unequivocally, no. And I loved it because right after he said that, he said, they're not buying what you're selling, and neither am I. And I just, that just tickled me to no end. And then there was another individual on the panel asking questions, and he tried this with Kerry. Kerry did a song and dance around it. And then he finally, he's like, you know what? Forget it. You just don't want to answer the question. He said, well, I'm going to turn to General Dempsey here. He says, have they attacked us or our allies?
Of course they haven't. And that's all he could say. I'm sure of it. Art, thanks for the call. We'll come back with more phone calls on the other side of this quick break. 800-313-9443.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You stop today or taking your phone calls at 800-313-9443. And we'll go back to the phone lines and talk with Kim. Hello, Kim.
Hi, Bob. How are you tonight?
Same stuff, different day.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Up here in New Jersey, we have a local newspaper, as every town does. the only news anybody ever reads. There was an article on an editorial page written by a lady who writes for the Miami Herald. She writes for Global Affairs, how we had to go get Saddam because he's cast all these people and they got a gas mask on his face. And this is what everybody is reading, and it's what everybody is believing. And it's starting to make me crazy.
She's setting up the case that we should go to war with Syria because of all the other problems. Did she mention in that article that the chemical weapons were originally given to Saddam by yours truly here in the States? And that
oh,
they were
no,
used
of course
the
not.
Conflict?
Of course not.
I didn't think so.
Her name, she writes for the Miami Herald. I took down her email because, you know, I was just so aggravated when I read it. That's the only news. I don't have a TV. You guys are the only news I ever hear. And it's crazy what they're throwing at these people.
Right.
How they're beating their little war drums. We got to go get him. He's not a madman. We know he's not a madman.
You know, this is criminal deception. It's criminal deception, and they're using public property to do it. And they're using your public airways. These television stations do not own like Channel 2, 3, 4, 7, 9, all these. They have these licensed to use for the public interest. These people are not only using public property, but they're disseminating criminal information. And this has been going on for years. These people need to be stopped and be held accountable for crimes of murder, deception, damage, and injury to the American public using public property.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
And I live right near an Air Force base here, and the jets and the big old helicopters and the planes are constantly in and out, more than usual. More than usual. So I just wanted to share that. Check her out. She writes for the Miami Herald. She writes for Global Affairs.
I will. I'll check that out. Send me an email if you get a chance when you're at the library.
I will, Bob. Do me a favor, buy your wife some nice flowers someday. Women love that. Okay?
You know what? Speaking of flowers, I'm sucking on one of these rescue pastilles. We were talking about it with Heather Callahan the other day. It's called Rescue Remedy, and it is a holistic, homeopathic remedy for stress. Not that I'm stressed, but anyways.
For stress?
What's that, Kim?
For stress, you say?
Yeah, it's for stress and just, you know, general well-being. And with all this craziness in the news, you know, we need ways to cope. And they want us to be addicted to painkillers and all this. And TV, for that matter, which is a drug in itself. And, no, there's other things we can do.
Coming out of my Tai Chi class yesterday, and I told a lady that I do it with. I said, I don't have a TV. She goes, I do not know what I would do without my TV.
And she's in your Tai Chi class?
Yeah, she is. I'm trying to open her eyes a little bit. I only just met the woman. Yeah, she's in my Tai Chi class. I don't know what I would do without my Tai Chi. I mean, without my TV.
You sent me an email about Tai Chi, and I was looking into it. It seems like a pretty cool thing to do.
Really is wonderful.
I'll have to check that out more.
Health benefits are wonderful. That combined with your herbs and Dr. Yep. Garland's suggestion, we'll be all right.
Yeah, I think
so.
The
Lord will see to it, Bob.
Yeah, thanks for your call, as always. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Daniel now. What's up, Daniel?
Hello?
Hey, Dan, what's going on, man?
Playing it, Bob.
Same stuff, different day, dude. What's up with you?
Huh?
What's going on with you? What's on your mind?
Not much, dog, not much. You can hear me, right?
I sure can.
All right, cool. Yo, I was just checking in with you. You know, I listen to Alex Jones briefly throughout the day to get my scope of the global theater of things, and I see that conversation translate over to Mike Rivero, and then also to John Stadtmiller, and then to you. And I was going to call and get my reflections on those issues.
All right. So how do you see it?
Well, you know what? I see it. Another banker war perpetrated by the Z-Men, the G-Men, the M-Men, and you do their bidding. and the world keeps turning. You know, control the oil, control the drugs, and you know, America's the kingpin of that. The other nations of the world do our bidding for us, and I'm living in a new world order bubble of LSU and Exxon money right now. Perfect peace and harmony. Nobody messing with me. Me not messing with nobody. I mean, you know, oil money, baby, big oil, Shell. That's what it do.
I hear you. So you were in the military, right, Dan? Do I remember you telling me that?
I was in the service.
Right. And do you think that the men and women of the military are going to stand down? Do you think they're going to stand up against this?
I think they are going to stand down. The flyboys are done. You know, the flyboys are done bombing innocent children. They're done with it. If innocent children are involved, they're not flying in. But if there's some real bad guys that he can present to a council of people from the broad spectrum of our world and say, this guy has to get taken out, and, you know, they do it that way, okay? We gotta, let's be honest here, the powers that be, they take their chunk of flesh, you know, they're gonna find their way, so we're left with that.
All right. Well, Dan, thanks for the call. I appreciate your analysis and your perspective as somebody who served this country. Steve, did you hear word that there's more talk about the draft coming back now?
Yeah, there is. And, of course, you know, it's not very popular, but I don't know how many boots on the ground they need in this high-tech missile, you know, smart weapon age. But I think
– Wait, I thought there was no boots on the ground. On the ground.
There will have to be boots on the ground eventually, Bob, as you know, because the ground war is always where it is finally won. But the key thing in this, I think that Daniel brought up one good point, and oil is something about this that does figure into this picture. You remember that Russia now is the top oil-producing nation in the world, competing with Saudi Arabia. Okay, there's outside contentions to this that we don't see. The Russian-Saudi Arabia contention in this regional theater is something to consider because the Russians don't like the Saudis, and they'd like to get rid of the Saudis' capability. They would virtually control a good portion of the European oil market without the Saudis. So you see what I'm saying here? There's a bit of a trap that we're wandering into that we don't have any idea, Obama eyes wide shut, you know, as to what's going on, and we're headed into some serious trouble with a lot of these things. Also, there are the Turks, Turkey. They are right now very energetic to helping on this whole issue in getting involved in this fight, but there could be a revolution in Turkey before too long. They're going to shift, I believe, back closer to the Warsaw Pact and outside of NATO. You hear NATO making all these blathering, boisterous comments lately about what they're wanting to do here. But the whole thing is shifting. And the reality is that the United States is losing power in that region, Bob. And this is not going to help.
The question is, what kind of a toll will this play on our economy? And I think that if gas goes to $5 a gallon, so on and so forth, we can be in for a rude awakening here. And the question then comes up as to what you're doing about it, folks. Are you getting prepared for this? That's who I want to hear from next. I want to take calls on that and anything else. 800-313-9443. What are you doing to prepare for this inevitable collapse of our economy as a result of this geopolitical nightmare? 800-313-9443.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com. on all your prepared food needs.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Actually, I think it's the same. We can really read this stuff like a book. And, I want to know what you're doing about it. How are you preparing? The fact of the matter is this will have repercussions This will have repercussions on our economy. And the fact of the matter is you better be prepared. Otherwise, you'll be lining up for the FEMA camp. That's why. That's right. That's what the FEMA camps are for. They're for people wanting to go there. That's just my take on it anyways. 800-313-9443. Of course, we got Steve Starrs riding shotgun with us. We'll go back to the phone lines and talk with Brett. Hello, Brett.
Hi there. Yeah, I'm in Oregon. What I've been doing and what I've been trying to get other people to do is, first of all, a few years ago, we moved out to the country a little bit, about 25 miles outside of the big city of Portland, in the farm country, in the growing fields. We got a blueberry field across the street from our house, recently we purchased a 22 Magnum rifle with a good scope and a good, got that zeroed in for a small game or anything else. We have a garden. We were looking at a 500 gallon water, tank for, like gutter runoff or even fill it up just to have 500 gallons of water available. We live on, about 5 acres. So those are, I've seen this coming for a long time. This is kind of a hard time for me because since the 9/11 happened, I've been trying to convince people that there was this, you know, power that was controlling our lives. And so it's almost an I told you so thing, but it sure doesn't feel very good about it like that.
I have the same bittersweet feelings about this, Brett. And I'm glad you're getting prepared. It sounds like you have a lot of great things going on there.
Yeah, and I got my girlfriend to turn in her retirement 3.5 years ago and purchased silver. So we're sort of ready, you know. But the hard thing is the neighbors, and I think there's an aspect going on here is the nerves and the way people talk to each other, because I call it I'm better than you syndrome, and I see a lot of mm-hmm. people with the I'm better than you syndrome, and it really gets hard, you know, when everybody thinks they have the right remedy or the, you know, right answer for everything. So I think the hardest thing that's going on is people just aren't communicating in a positive, fruitful way. So that's my take. Thank you.
Thank you, Brett, for your call. I appreciate that. And we'll go to Sean in Seattle. Hello, Sean.
Hi, Tuscan. Hey, I wanted to get your email. I've got a packet I'd like to send you regarding the corruption in the Catholic Church here in Seattle that a couple of years ago I turned in a whistleblowing thing about regarding employee matching funds with Boeing and Microsoft. The real scam that involved our school principal. Anyway, I ended up getting fired because of it. Turning in the wrong green. There's a video about it on YouTube, if I may give the title.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's called Unsung Hero to All Teachers. And my name is Sean Teschner. And I'd like to get your email. I'll send you a package of the audit that was conducted by the Seattle Archdiocese, which was accidentally released and has been on the whistleblowers. Protection blog website for a couple of years now. I think it'd be a real eye-opener to a lot of people to put money in the collection plate. And the church goes after people who try and do right with an army of attorneys and then try and get all their employees labeled as critical to the mission of the church.
Sure, we've seen this time and time again. We've had Kevin Annette on from just north of you who has talked about that. With the Aborigines up there being slaughtered by the church in the schools that they were sent to and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I'm interested. My email, Sean, is thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. It's thebobtuskin, T-U-S-K-I-N, show@gmail.com. It's also on the website, so if you can't remember that, it's there. Thanks for the call, Sean. I appreciate it. I look forward to reading into what you got. Let's talk with Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, Bob. I'm enjoying your show today.
Thanks, man.
Hey, the reason I was calling was I wanted to kind of come at this from a little bit different angle. And what I've been seeing and hearing on the your show and also mainstream news is, you know, over the last few months, we've had nothing but nonstop reporting on Iran, Egypt, Iraq, and now it's Syria, and it's just encompassing the headlines. And with all this focus on the Middle East, I think we're overlooking right under our noses is the stage is being set for our own civil war that'll dwarf anything that's going on over there. Because as long as we have these open borders and this colonization of the U.S. by millions of illegal aliens and all the hundreds of billions of dollars spent on them, we're just setting the stage now for just tremendous problems down the road because, as everyone knows, the feds have to spend, have to borrow about $1 trillion every year just to run the government. And what this whole thing, what Syria's done, is taken the amnesty debate off the front pages. And I think it's a perfect wag the dog scenario to give Congress a way to backdoor the amnesty. And before we know it, we'll have 20 to 30 million if plus of illegals on, you know, on our doorstep.
Yeah, but they're not going to take up arms and go against the American people. They just want the money to send back to Mexico.
Well, Bob, we're borrowing hundreds of billions, if not trillions, to help feed, house, and clothes people.
Once, I get that.
Once
the
printing presses stop, you know, we're going to have a civil war that'll feed everything.
Yeah, I just don't know where the war comes in. I mean, yeah, they're ripping us off, and we're continuing to dig a hole.
At some point, the printing presses are going to stop, and once they stop, we have millions of people in this country. They can't work. They have no skills. They can't speak the language. They've been totally dependent on the federal government. So once the feds can't feed them and clothe them, we're in big trouble. That's all I'm trying to say. And nobody's talking about the amnesty deal.
I think that's a fair point. I think I need to take a closer look at that perhaps myself. Steve, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, let me interject just one thing. I think he's right about one point. In the Rodney King riots many years ago, after the arrests were made and the people identified who caused most of the trouble, they found out that it was only a small percentage of blacks. It was about 60 to 70% Hispanics. And of those arrested, they found that I think it was about 75% of the Hispanics who were arrested, you know, trashing stores or causing all kinds of violent destruction, were illegal. So in the, what he's pointing out here is in the case of a crash situation in some of our cities and some of these places, you can find a lot of these people going berserk. And that's what happened with the Rodney King riots. And that's just one illustration. And if you remember that, Wayne, I don't have the exact figures, and I meant to look that up.
Right.
I'm not, you know.
But again, you know, that was probably, 15, 20 years ago, and look how massive now the illegal immigration is across the board in the Southwest. It's throughout the country. And again, I don't have anything against them, you know, because I know they're here for a better life, but, you know, they are, in many cases, totally dependent on the federal government, who is, by and large, bankrupt now, and all they're doing is creating these trillions of dollars out of thin air to fund this whole thing. At some point, the spigot's going to stop.
Well, in that context, though, Wayne, so are most Americans, right? I mean,
excuse me.
In that context, so are most Americans.
Well, again, but the ones that I think have half a brain have been prepping. They know, they see the signs, they know what's going on, and hopefully those percentages are higher than we think. And again, there will be a lot of Americans will be caught totally flat-footed, and you know, we can't worry too much about them because they've had plenty of time to get prepared.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's a grim situation, no matter which way you slice it.
I just wanted to make sure that we make sure that all of us keep the eye on the prize here. We worry about our own country first, and then these other scenarios, you know, secondly. Because again, I feel like we have such big problems here. It's all being drawn. Our interest is being drawn away by the Middle East.
That right there is precisely the problem. I don't mean to interrupt, but that right there is the issue. You know, we're not worried about the homeland here. I hate to call it the homeland, but you know what I mean. We're not worried about ourselves, and these things are put out there to distract us. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have to cover them and debunk them and you know, break it down for people. But at the end of the day, it's very clear that we're not concerned about the state of our economy, so on and so forth. Thanks for the call, Wayne. Steve, sure. Any final comments? We got to take a quick break.
Well,
come back with our,
you know,
final
the whole
segment.
immigration issue is kind of complex. I believe about 75 to 80% of the people who are here illegally working are probably honest, good people. But there's about a 20% faction of very serious criminal element here, and that's one of the things that we're not being, you know, properly alerted and addressing properly, in my thinking.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Tonight's it. Bob Tuscan Show. We're going to have David Gumpert on. David Gumpert is an author of a new book on food freedom. The topics are going to be life, liberty, and the pursuit of food rights. His book that looks at some of the police state measures against local farmers that are trying to produce what this country was once great at producing. Honest, good food. We're going to take a break from the Syrian situation for a couple hours with author David Gumpert, and then we're going to get back into it for the final hour of the show. Steve might jump on board. We'll analyze that speech that you don't even have to bother listening to tonight because you know what's going to happen. The guy is going to spew his BS and propaganda. That's Barry Sotero. That's right. That's what BS stands for, ladies and gentlemen. So that's going to be tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. And for the final moments of John Stadmiller's show here, we're going to take some final phone calls at 800-313-9443, and we will talk with Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
All right. What's up with you?
Just sitting here mulling over everything you were talking about earlier as far as the false flag scenarios go. I'm kind of putting all the pieces together in my head. There was a credible lieutenant colonel who's made two or three YouTube videos talking about what's going on the East Coast in the South Carolina area, talking about the Coast Guard standing down, foreign troops being in that area, and you were talking about the missing nukes and Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham, right.
Yeah, well, Saturday, I can't remember who the host was. I'd never heard the show before, but he was on RBN, and he was talking about how they're passing laws in Charleston now to make homelessness illegal in the city. I'm thinking, well, they've got all the ships staged over there ready to go. I would look for a false flag, if not tomorrow, on the anniversary of 9/11 and the anniversary of Benghazi. I would look for them to do something stupid on the East Coast tomorrow, and I'm just hoping us talking about it, you know, and exposing it might get them to back down, but it wouldn't surprise me a bit if they didn't pull something tomorrow on the East Coast.
That thought came up, you know, that thought came to my mind, and, you know, part of us says, oh, they couldn't possibly do that. I mean, that would just be so on the money, but, hey, Benghazi happened, you know, what, 2 years ago, and that was on 9/11. Yeah, I think that they could. And they're all about the symbolism involved there, and I think that would be entirely symbolic. Matt, I hope you're wrong.
I do, too. I'm praying I'm wrong, and I'm hoping us talking about it backs it down, because I love being wrong when it comes to things like this.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, let's send a message out to all three of us on the line here. Listen, you scumbags that are planning this stupid stuff, don't do it. Do not do it. Okay? Bottom line, we're not going to stand for it. All right? I hope that does something. Probably won't, but heck. At least I got that off my chest and could vent for just a moment. All right, Matt, appreciate that thought. Scott in Arizona, you're next. Hello.
Hi. Couple things. The guy, 500 gallons of water, that's barely a week's worth. We use about 300 a week per person here.
And the other thing that comes up is whether or not that water being collected from the rain is contaminated with nuclear fallout. I mean,
yeah, I got rainwater and we just use it for washing clothes in the garden, but who knows what's in it? I got 1,600 gallons. I have 1,000 gallon of well water at all times. And also, the percentage of illegals that are criminals got to be way over 50%. They steal everything. They rape, murder. They're gangs. I mean, don't kid yourself. You know, they arrested 1,000 of them in Mesa, and the crime rate dropped 60%. You know, it's all the rapes are 90% of the rapes are illegal. So, and they take all your jobs. They, like the landscaper, will put a guy up in a tree. And then all the other landscapers go to the houses and rob them. And then when they see someone coming, he sends off alarm. And then they throw everything in the weeds, you know, in their trailer underneath all the bushes and take off with all your goods.
Hey, Scott. Can I ask you a question? Okay, you know McCain spearheading the MNDC immigration bill. I mean, I know a lot of folks in Arizona, and the situation is this man needs to be recalled. He's absolutely insane. Of course, you know what he did with the primary to get himself back in as a senator last year.
Right, again.
What's going on down there right now? We need to yank this guy down, I mean, out of power. McCain, in my opinion, is insane. It has to be stopped. What, anything going on down there in Arizona to stop him?
Not that I know of, you know. One of my friends went to one of his meetings down there in the valley, and the people were for the war, he was saying. So, you know, and, you know, the Democrats won't run anybody against him, of course, so he's a shoo-in once he gets by the primary, which he saved $25 million from the presidential campaign to run the primary.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, our governor's with him.
Did you all see the video of the, I believe it was a Marine, calling out John McCain to his face, saying that he was guilty of treason?
The stuff he did in Vietnam, or the stuff he's doing now?
Both, for that matter, yeah. So,
yeah,
anyways, he's too busy playing poker right now, gentlemen, so let's not worry ourselves with John McCain. He's not really doing anything besides losing thousands of dollars on the poker game.
Well, I think they promised the governor the senatorship because she's going along with everything now.
Yeah,
I bet you she's next in line for this McCain retiring next round. That's what I see. Right.
Well, thanks for your call. I appreciate it, Scott. And Steve-O, in the final moments here, why don't you give us a recap of where you think all this is headed and any predictions that you have for Barry Sotero's talk tonight?
I think he's going to, you know, try to posture himself as being somewhat reconciliatory towards the moves that Syria is making. But I don't think he's going to back off. I mean, the issue should be tit for tat. Defund these death squads, which he calls rebels or freedom fighters, which is what they're just death squads is what they really are. And he needs to back out of there. You know, if cooler heads would prevail, they could probably negotiate the situation. But we are still talking about Lebanon. We're still talking about Hezbollah being at least 10 times stronger with all kinds of weapons that have been imported in there since they repelled Israel in 2006. So there's still a threat on the northern border. And this is a big part of it that nobody mentions. The war will spill over there. The Russians do not like the Saudi Arabians. The Russians are waiting and biding their time. They're going to let this proxy war play out until their opportune moment, and then they're going to be moving in as the new power structure. I think you need to watch the Shiite rebels and people like that in Iraq, this group ISIS and a few of these others that are beginning to congeal at this point. And you're going to continue to see this war between essentially between Sunni and Shiite in that region, Saudi Arabia versus Iran versus Syria versus Hezbollah, in the form of another proxy war also involving Israel and Lebanon. So, I mean, the situation is that I don't think they can back down out of this this mess very easily, Bob. It could simmer. It could hold. But there will probably be some sort of inciting event, as we talked about, a false flag, an attack, or something that will trigger a portion of this in either another portion of this arena outside of Syria or on the border there in the Golan Heights. And eventually it's going to spill all over the world, I believe. So I think we are looking at potentially, if not a huge regional war, potentially a World War III scenario down the road. How soon?
Oh, well, let's hope we can stop this. And I know everyone listening is on the same page with trying to prevent this from happening. So continue to call, I guess. That's one thing you can do. And get prepared for you and your family and your communities and so on and so forth. Again, we're going to have David Gumpert on taking a break from Syria for the first 2 hours of my show tonight. Then we'll have Steve back with us for the final hour at 11 o'clock Central Time this evening. And we'll be covering the speech and decoding the lies and propaganda, which shouldn't be too hard to do. Tomorrow I have a 9/11 special, as I'm sure many hosts do as well, and hopefully nothing will happen. Knock on wood. All right, so that just about does it for us today. Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadmiller. My website, Bob Tuscan, TUSKIN.com. If you appreciate what I'm doing, you know, I'm doing 3 hours a week now, 3 hours a day, rather, Monday through Friday, and I'm filling in for John when he needs me, and so on and so forth. I could appreciate some help financially. I do have a regular job, but I do put a lot of effort in this and could use the help. Things are tight around here. So go to my website, Bob Tuscan, TUSKIN.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a Donate to the Tuscan Family button where you can help contribute to me and my growing family. All right, folks, love you guys, and thanks for having me. I'll see you tonight.